Hello there, everybody. Happy Monday. Okay, we're going to get started for today. Just wanted to start off by saying just a few quick words. Wanted to talk about that, you know, we are healing angels. We're in Hashem's army. And it's very important that when you do this work, that you ask Hashem for his help, for his assistance, because without it, we are nothing. We are really nothing. We can get nowhere really, really fast. And normally you'll find that within the world of energy healing in general, most healers, unless they have like really special gifts, they will work through something, some kind of intermediary, like some kind of a, you know, an angel, or they'll work through some kind of a spirit or something. And we only work through Hashem. It's very important to do that. So nothing can intercept our healing. It's very interesting, you know, if you think about the ladder with Yaakov, that the angels are going up, right, and then they're coming down. So the prayers are going up, and then the angels are being sent down to fulfill that wish. So when we are asking Hashem to help us with the healing, Hashem is sending down an angel of some type, and that angel is then hopefully completing the mission and going back up. So it's important to understand that we are also acting like the angels of Hashem. We're part of his army. And we really need to just nullify ourselves, nullify our will, that we're just totally in alignment with Hashem, and that you just let this amazing energy flow through you. Okay, very important to understand that. And that all angels have a mission, and we also have a mission. Okay, so just align yourself with Hashem and you'll be safe. You know, and it is a big burden sometimes. I had a handyman at my house, and he sees me, I'm like, you know, running. He's like, whoa, you got a huge burden. I said, you know, it's not such a big burden when you know that you're being carried by Hashem. You know, like when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down the mountain, Hashem was actually carrying him. He was not actually holding these luchos because he couldn't carry them. And as soon as he flipped out when he saw what was going on, he actually dropped them because Hashem stopped carrying him. And then he couldn't hold the luchos and he dropped them, which are, you know, the Ten Commandments. So we have to understand that as long as Hashem is carrying us, we're fine and we're good. And important to keep that mindset, okay? And the more you heal yourself in terms of your journey, the better of a messenger you're going to be able to be for other people. Okay, so we're going to get started now just with some basics. If anybody has any quick questions about what we've discussed this morning, starting with the new students first. If anybody has any questions, I see there's just a couple of people on. Starting with Esther, do you have any questions?
I managed to do quite a lot of clearing yesterday. I was just wondering if there's anything else that you can check for me to clear.
It doesn't really work like that. At least not now, you know, there's millions of things to clear.
So what I did was I went through the whole emotion code, and I was going from row and section, and I did the whole thing, and I managed to clear everything. So, and at the end, I was just verbally testing that anything else for me to work on today, and I just got a no.
Yeah, no, I'm also getting a no. You don't have to do stuff every day, okay? It's like going to the gym. You don't go to the gym every day. You usually take a break in between. But definitely, you like, work on bringing your lines up, making sure your lines are good. And that's amazing. Okay, perfect.
You.
You're welcome. Going to Ashana in Belgium. Hi, you have any questions? And if not, then I'm going to go to Gitti. And I have Gitti B and Gitti. Two different Gitti, so.
Hi, this is Gitti B.
Hi, Gitti B. Okay, hi.
Yeah. Yesterday you told me to work on grudges and my husband. Can you check if I cleared it?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you tell me what I should work on today?
You know, it's a very difficult thing. When you've done so much work on yourself, which I know you have, it's difficult to know what to work on. You know, it's like usually people have a pain point that's bothering them. What's taking away your happiness? What's taking away your joy? What's, you know, potentially taking away your peace with whomever you want to have a peace with? That's really a question you'd have to ask. There's so millions of things I could ask, so many different directions. Yeah, I know you've had a lot of work done.
Overall.
So, yeah.
So, overall, nothing specific for now?
No, I think we're good. We're going to go into triggers next week. So, triggers is coming up, but if you know how to do that, then you could work on the triggers.
Okay.
Fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great. Okay, Dina. Hi, Dina. Good morning. Afternoon in Israel. Or evening, even. Hi, Dina. Have any questions?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. No, I'm good. I'm dressed. Hi, how are you? I'm good for questions right now.
Okay.
Amazing. I'm just driving, so okay. I'm just checking in. Yeah.
Okay, amazing. How about Gitti, the other Gitti? Any questions?
Yeah.
If not,
no, I'm good today, thanks.
Okay, great. I see there's an iPhone. And then I see Shani.
Yeah, it's me. Sorry, I'm driving my kids to school.
Hi.
I don't have any questions.
Okay, great. How about Malki? If not, I'll go to Shauna. Shani. Hi, Shani. Looks like we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hi. Good morning. I don't have a question, just feedback. I think I turned a corner, and I've been, I had already started, like, during your previous group. I wasn't on all those calls. I was just listening and trying to do the work, and I was having so many multiple, like, I don't know, adverse reactions, you know, to the work, and I think that part is getting better, but, like, I'm just, like, feeling like I'm just in this space of, like, I have been struggling with my sense of well-being for decades. I've done a lot of other work, which has been helpful, but, like, I haven't been able to quite feel like, you know, there's still places I feel like I needed to get, and I don't know. I think I'm feeling, like, much closer to it. I just, so I'm hoping. There's a part of me that's scared, like, oh, I don't know, you know, it's just going to hold.
Thank you, Hashem.
Yeah.
Don't forget to thank the one that makes it all possible.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. We got to be super grateful every single day. I wake up first thing, thank you, Hashem. Besides, you know, thanking Hashem, like, Moda Ani is like, thank you, Hashem, for, like, you know, for so many reasons beyond just our basic bracha. So, yeah, it's a place of gratitude. Yeah. Is a really beautiful place to be when you do this work, especially the miracles that happen. Miracles that happen, it's not normal what goes on in this program. So we do know that Hashem is just, like, making things happen behind the scenes. We're just like, okay, we're just showing up. So I'm really happy to hear that. Thank you.
And it's more a feeling of, like, there's been so many, like, just so many, almost I would say decades, where, like, I'm always feeling like, why am I not, like, I don't want to, like, why don't I feel, like, normal like the rest of the world? Mm-hmm. And, you know, why is functioning, like, always, you know, somewhat of a struggle, and, like, now I'm just, like, feeling like I just think I feel more normal, like, just
okay.
Things are, you know, it's
welcome to normalhood.
Yes.
Okay,
so thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Hashem, and thank you for facilitating the healing.
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear that. I love to hear good news. Okay, amazing. Okay, so let's see here. We're going to just go down the list one more time. I see Moshe Kahan is on the call. Hello, Moshe. What are you working on today? We can't hear you.
There is still more to go. Working the same stuff as yesterday.
Okay. And are you working on it?
A little bit?
Okay. Amazing. And your wife's feeling better? She had a headache, right?
Way better.
She had something stuck in her head, and we just cleared it. I don't know if you did it. I think you did it, right? I didn't do it.
This time was you.
Well, I'm just saying that this stuff really works, okay? And I'm really grateful that, you know, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so Moshe, if you don't know, he's one of the founding members of Mutech. And I'm schlepping him to this course because he's been over there. And I'm like, you need to come in. You need to learn how to do this, even though he's already very gifted at this. But, so what are you working on?
Actually, yesterday you claimed that was only 80% accuracy.
Okay, and that's possible. Is that true? You're still at 80% accuracy, which, by the way, is not terrible. It's normal. We're going to, when we get to the rapid recode, hopefully in a couple weeks, we can work on more becoming more accurate. The 20% accuracy that you don't have, you could do the rapid recode on that. It's like a 4-page affirmation. You could skip to that in the course if you want. Basically, but you basically would put in the rapid. Are you familiar with the rapid recode, Moshe, or not?
I've done it more than once. Okay. It's in the new book.
Okay. Yeah. So you would just put in the. Let me count. Is it more than a million, 10 million, 20, 30, 50, 100 million? Okay, it's a lot. Okay, like infinity number of reasons why you don't have 20% access to accurate answers. That's how you phrase it in the title. You understand the infinity number of reasons why you don't have 100% access, and then read it and then retest to see. Maybe you'll be 100% accurate at that stage. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Which page is it in the
manual? It's not in the manual. It's on the website. Okay. It's a Word document that you need to download because it's just constantly changing. You can you can change it whichever way you want. Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's see here. Anybody else on the phone that has questions or comments or even good news? We like good news too. It doesn't always have to just be a question. It could be anything about anything.
I have a question. It's sure. Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Hi. So I have a question about something that I'm working on.
Uh-huh.
That if I'm phrasing it right, or anyway, people often tell me I'm super intense.
Okay. All right.
Is that something I can work on?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. So why don't we first rate your being super intense, okay? So it's one, it's a 2 out of 10. So 1 is the worst and 10 is the best or the least, you know. So you're a 2 out of 10 intensity. So the question is there a reason why? There's a reason why. So this is very important to understand. We can ask a question very generally. Is there a reason why she's so intense? Yes, there's a reason why. Multiple reasons why, yes. How many reasons why? Is it more than 10? Is it more than 100, more than 1,000, more than 10,000, 20? It's a lot, okay? Once you start getting these massive numbers, and probably there are systems and protocols that need to be done in order for you to clear away. It's probably not just going to be a simple little like this, 2 seconds, okay, you're fixed. Okay, so you would write that down on your to-do list, you know, as you work through the program, not to be so intense. And so you rate yourself, okay, so today I'm a 2/ out of 10 in terms of intensity. And then as you work on your stuff, hopefully that intensity will start calming down.
Okay. Okay, so I'll just wait on, I'm going to wait on that one, right? Because we're going to get to the
chart. I mean, the thing is like there's many ways to tackle something like that. You could ask generally, like, is there anything general that I could clear? Maybe work on your calm. Okay. This is another way you could tackle anything. Okay. So what are the symptoms of not being calm? Or it basically, what's the opposite of intense is calm. So rate your calmness. It's a 1. It's also a 2 out of 10, which means that you should be a 10 and you're only 2. So it's matching the same number. So they're probably the same causes. So what you could do is you can clear all the reasons why you're not calm. Okay, and you could just clear them generally without even accounting. Just clear like this. I'll clear them for you. Clear all the reasons why you're not calm. Okay, so we started with 2. It's a lot. It's still going. It's not clearing, but okay, whatever. Usually within 10 seconds, it will clear whatever's going to clear for today. It's just not clearing. Okay, anyway, I'm going to send you what I did. So this is something you want to work on, feeling a sense of calm. It's beautiful to feel that calm space, okay? It could be that you're very triggered by people in your life. And next week, we're going to be going into triggers. It's one of my most favorite protocols that I do. I do it probably 50% of the time with all of my clients and my family because it's so effective on so many different ways and so many different levels. And it's the underlying cause for most of our problems that we have. Okay, so when you get to the triggers, it could be that you have triggers with your husband that make you feel tense. It could be you have triggers with, you know, intimacy that you feel tense about and your husband wants one way and you want one way and you're just like, and this awkwardness between you. Or it could be with your child that, you know, she makes a mess in the house and you feel tense about that. And it's a trigger within yourself, you know? So listen, it could be a combination or all of those things and or none of those things. But the point is that the more specific you are with what you're trying to clear, the more effective it is. So when we get to triggers next week, I bet you that your sense of calm is going to come right down when you can release the triggers. Okay. And please, everyone watch the videos because it's a lot of information. I just really want to get right into the protocols and not necessarily explaining how to do the protocols. Okay. So just by the little bit of what I did for you, let me just make sure I send it to you. Your calm went to one, two, went to a three. So it went up one notch just by the little bit that I did for you. So I would focus in on what needs to happen for you to feel more calm. Okay. If you know, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, do I keep clearing like every yes. day?
Yeah, you can keep clearing more stuff. You can measure it by layers if you want, you know, and see, you know, clearing all the reasons why I'm not calm.
Well, I did that.
Okay.
Oh, I measured the layers of my intensity.
Okay.
And I got about 11,000.
11,000 layers. So that's a lot of layers. And so you could just start clearing them. But what you're probably going to find is as you work through your triggers and stuff, a lot of that stuff is just going to fall away. So don't let a number like that scare you. It just means that there's tons and tons and tons of layers there that need to be cleared. And they might be entangled with each other. So as you take one layer off, it takes like 10 of with it. Just it just leaves without you doing anything.
Okay. And yesterday I marked down in my notes that I don't know what page I found this on, that I had three entanglements.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can't remember what you said to do with entanglements.
Oh, okay. So an entanglement. Okay. So let's just go over some hand movements actually, because it's very important to understand. So there's a couple different things that we're doing. Okay. One thing we're doing is we are just generally clearing. Okay. A general clearing is like this, just going back and forth like a windshield wiper on a car, or you can go up and down, back and forth or up and down or both actually. So when I think of a grid of a person, okay, I'm basically imagine just clearing through their grid up and down. And then I go this way too, just to make sure I didn't miss anything on the timeline. All right. So back and forth for me is just clearing out the layers as we're going through the stuff, or we're just clearing the layer. If it's just one layer, we're just going, we don't move the hand. We just go back and forth until the layer clears. But if you're doing general clearing, you're just going up and down as you're just clearing out whatever is leaving, okay, and waiting for that clearing to stop. When you're going by numbers, which we're going to be doing next week with the triggers, you're doing it by age. You want to count on a timeline. So you have zero, which is, you know, birth. It could be before birth, which we talk about. What does that mean? Could be past life. It could be inherited. It could be conception. It could be preconception, which means that it was either sperm or the egg. It was actually imprinted in that, you know, the mother went through a trauma. So then that got imprinted onto you. Works like that. So, but if it's not that, then you could just start with before birth. So from, or after birth, from birth to 10. So it just, I go like this from birth to 10, like this, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, I go to current age. If I get stuck on something, then I go up and down on the age like that. Okay. In terms of, I don't remember the question you asked. Sorry.
Three entanglements.
Oh, entanglements, right. Okay, so then we also have what's called connections, where you have a connection like this, right? And you go, you connect something together. Like I'm sending you the session, like this is you in your session, connecting them together, and I'm throwing it to you and disconnecting me from you. A disconnect is the opposite. So we have connect, and then we have disconnect, right? Put the pinkies together, connect, like this, and then we have disconnect. Okay, I'm throwing you what I did, and now I disconnect me from what I just did for you. Okay, entanglements now. Looks like I want to disconnect you from something, but it's entangled with something. So first you have to untangle it like this three times, and then disconnect like that three times. All right, so first untangle it like this, and then disconnect, disconnect, disconnect. Yeah, we're going to do this more next week. Don't worry. We're going to practice this a lot. Okay. These are the basic hand movements that we do for almost all of the protocols. Okay, it's clearing. What you just I showed you is a majority of 99% of everything we do in the in this course. Okay, those are the basic hand movements, and then we just follow the protocols. We're counting okay. whatever the number is that we that we got. So you know, if we gotta like say that you know there's resentment, you know we're gonna count. I have 20 resentments. I'm gonna clear them back and forth as I'm feeling the clearing. Okay, maybe the resentment's not going. So then. I would say, okay, is it entangled with something? It is. It's entangled with that grudge. I'm going to untangle it like that, break it apart, and then try to clear out the resentment. You did it clear? Yep. And then clear the grudge as well. Go over there and just clear the grudge. And then I'm going to connect what I did to you, send it to you. So I'm going to connect you to what you did, to what I did, and then I'm disconnecting me from you. Okay, so this the basics. Okay, is that clear?
Okay. So did you just do that for me or do I need to do it for myself?
I'm not sure what I did. I was just demonstrating as example. I'm not really sure if I did anything actually. You know, like they go, you don't, like, don't point at me. You know, it's like you feel the energy being directed at you. Just, you know, our hands are very powerful, especially when they're charged. So be careful what you do with your hands, okay?
Okay. I'll do it for myself. Thank you very much.
All righty. You're welcome. And all the questions are very important because if it's not clear for her, maybe it's not clear for other people. Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions? Anybody from the other groups, you know, that have been here before that they have a question they would like to ask regarding what we are up to so far or clarification?
I have a question.
Sure.
I know we spoke about it last week, but like sometimes also I get very tired after or during the clearing. Like I could take a nap, like and I have. Is that like what's that an indicator of? Should I stop? Like, I don't know. Yeah, what would I do with that?
Okay, it means one of two things. Okay, it means either that your lines fell in the middle of the session. Okay, if your lines are falling, you will be tired.
Uh huh.
Or okay. you've done too much energy work on yourself and that your healing access points have gotten exhausted. All right. And we're going to cover that in a couple of weeks here. But healing access points are very important. And with a little bit of work that we're doing, that shouldn't really happen. It's usually it happens when you're working on other people, client after client after client, and we don't have enough time in between to recharge our healing access points. Okay. Those are usually the main reasons okay. why you'll start feeling tired. Or something might have come onto you from somebody okay. else. Somebody else's stuff came onto you. That could also make you feel tired.
I mean, it happened to me like last week. I just, like that I was so tired. But I could have also just been tired. I wasn't sure, but I did like want to go lay down. Well, do I just bring the lines back up or I just stop? I stop the work.
Okay.
I stop the energy.
Well, are you able to get the two finger up?
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, so ask, okay, why am I tired? Is it from the work I'm doing? Listen, if something happens to me, okay, let me just share. It's a very good point. It's a very, very good question. Okay, if something happened, okay, let's say I'm in the middle of a session and I suddenly feel something, like either something comes into my eye or start feeling tired, I'm like, I will stop what I'm doing, send the client my session. And then I'll check myself and say, is something on me? Did something just happen to me? Is there a reason why I'm feeling this? Is it my stuff? Okay. Because mm-hmm. if it's not my stuff, it just means that I hooked something either hooked into me or I hooked into something else. And I just want to disconnect of whatever is their stuff. Just throw it out back. Just give it back to them. Right. So it's not my stuff. So I just want to disconnect wherever it came from and clear it out. If it's my stuff, which it shouldn't be my stuff because I was fine 2 minutes ago and now I'm not. Where did it come from? You know, it's kind of, again, it's just how to craft questions. We're going to get into that about how to craft a question. But basically, you know, my first question is it my stuff or is it somebody else's stuff? Is it caused from this session that we're doing? What happened? Like, why is this happening to me? Why am I feeling tired? Is there a reason why?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a reason why. Can I fix it? Can I just generally clear it? If you could just generally clear it, then just clear the reasons why you feel tired. How many reasons you feel tired? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Just clear them off. 3 reasons why you're feeling tired. Okay, let me see what I did. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, any other quick questions before we're done?
I have a question.
Sure.
When I first started, I had that two finger rub right away, and it was accurate. And now I find that I don't always have it. And I'm wondering if maybe something happened that I lost my magical touch.
Oh, no. That is the worst. That does happen, unfortunately. More common than people want to realize. I'll see what's going on with that, okay? So sometimes what happens is we have a program running. And I'm getting that's what's going on with you. There's a program running deep down inside of us that I don't deserve to do this program. Or I don't deserve to do this work. Or who do I think I am to be able to get these answers? And it starts tripping you up. And that's what's going on with you. Okay, so what do? I just checked to see, is there some kind of a program running? There is. One, two, three. You got four of them. So I'm just going to rip them out. One, two, three, four. Just ripping out. Oh, that's another hand movement, by the way, where you rip stuff out. But just ripping out these programs that you've got and sending you what I've done. Hold on one second. Did that work? Yes. Okay, are you going to be more effective now? I'm getting yes. Okay, try that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And again, you can ask the question, is there a reason why? Is there a reason why when I started, I was getting it and now I'm not? And the answer is yes. Can I, and by the way, sometimes you can generally clear them and sometimes you have to be specific. Okay, so when we get to the cause of issues chart, then you could be more specific, which is in a couple of weeks' time, okay? All right, yes. Question?
Yes, yesterday I was having a very nice experience. I woke up in the morning, my right eye was itching me and I had a problem with it. And I asked the question, is it a physical issue or an energy issue? And I got that it's an energy. And I did my clearing and it went away. It was very nice. I felt like, wow, I'm following what I was taught and it's working.
It does.
And you also checked how effective my work is. What percent?
90%. Listen, up to 80% is completely within reason, within practitioners. You know, a lot of times when we work on clients, we only have, you know, 80% ability to access their information for lots of different reasons. But that means we're getting 80% of work done, you know, and we get to the tail end of number of sessions, then we want to really be or either pull somebody in else that, you know, might have different aspects of information or, you know, take it from there. But 80% is really good, by the way. Okay.
To be. Are you telling me that I have 90%?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's great.
Oh, what question? Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay. Anybody else have any questions? No? Wow. Everyone's so quiet today. Okay.
Wait, just based on what you just said, I'm just curious. You said so most people range in like being effective, like 80% effective, but then there are others who can be 100% effective.
Hold on. We're talking about our own stuff or we're talking about other people's stuff. Okay, so for our own stuff, we can access 100% eventually, but a lot of times there's stuff that's hidden from us. We come in with a lot of knowledge that we just don't have access to right now. And there's reasons for that, you know. So as you work through your stuff and you become more of a vessel and you learn to trust yourself and you're deserving to have this knowledge revealed to you, suddenly you start becoming more and more sensitive to this information. And sometimes we can't handle the truth. Sometimes we can't handle, you know, we came into this world with some pretty crazy stuff that we did in our past life. And this information is just not accessible to us. Or the programs that are running are so deep that we can't access them. So they're hidden under other stuff. So we just can't access it. It doesn't mean that we're not going to eventually be able to access it. It just means that we can't get there right now. What I was saying is that when we work on other people, usually within about 80% is reasonable. You know, the extra 20% that we don't have access to on a client, it's within reason. It's within norm. Very few people have 100% access right out the door on clients.
Mm-hmm. But it's something that could be built up to or not, you know, Not necessarily, like on others.
No, I haven't really found people, like we all have, like when we do our practitioner training group on Sundays, you know, we all get different answers on the same client because we're all coming in from different angles. You know, you could ask the question in a different way. If a Rachel were to test, would she get a different answer? And oftentimes the answer is yes. And it doesn't mean that we're getting different answers. I mean, it just means I'm accessing other areas, or do I have more access than you do to this client. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes there could be a program running on that person. And if you deactivate that program on that person and you have a matching program on your system, it could trip you up or shut you down. So your system's like, we're just not going to deal with that because it's not going to be good for you. And you're thinking like, I'm doing this great session on the person, but then another practitioner who doesn't have that same problem works on the client and easily releases that program. Whereas for you, it wouldn't be safe. For, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it just, I wouldn't get tripped up on that issue right now. That should be the least of your worries. Right. But like I'm just
right,
saying.
Just care.
Yeah, but yeah, that's mm-hmm. kind of how that works. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Hope you all have a beautiful Shabbos. Please watch the Triggers class.
Sorry, I raised my hand. I still have a question.
Sorry, go ahead.
So I realized something really interesting. I wonder if it's true that my finger up, if I don't have it, it's always that my energy is low, not something else. Like I have it, and when I don't have it, I check. I'm like, I just had it. And then I go to the star chart, I do it myself, and then my energy, the two finger up is back again.
Yeah, but the question is, okay, if this happens, that means there's some kind of a trigger that's happening, and we're going to cover that next week. Okay, so hold your question for next week. Or you can watch the video on how to clear a trigger.
Okay.
But it's a trigger that's getting, this is what happens, okay? You're fine, and then you're not, okay? Something triggers something within something, and you're not even aware of what the trigger is. Like an allergy just happens outside of your awareness. But you can identify the trigger. Hold on. You can identify the trigger by age. Okay, so what is triggering my two-finger rub to get thrown off? Or what's triggering me to feel tired, which is then throwing my two-finger rub off? Just clear it by age. Sometimes there's multiple ages that are going on with that. And see if that helps. Normally it does. Okay, everybody, be blessed. We'll see y'all next week, Sunday, for open forum for just anybody within level one that has any questions. And then I don't recommend you come to that because it could get very confusing unless you just want to come on for, you know, one or two quick questions at the beginning. And then we're going to start back up with level one on Monday. Okay? Be blessed. Have a good one.